Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lichona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 18 Nkwenkwezi 2018 nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kwabande police elashaywayo ngabajahana bayamakombi abasithe ngamawini kwasobuya labana be-black boot basitheka nabantu baphongukuswela sebephongukutshaya umuntu wonke otherwise engayisiyo yinti wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Kuqhamuke udlakela esitaladeni zeHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini e-professional voters roll. Izibelengo, kumbeni, anything that is amiss. Nxa ibizo li-right, seku-right umuntu abelalikhaya.
Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota solulungele ukuhlolwa kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhlaka 29. Kuwaza Friday silomfana osakhulayo uDonald Mangena owenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Lokhu kubikwa kubangelwe ikuhlaselwa kwelinye ipholisa izolo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabezimota ezithwala uZulu. Kodwa namhla amapholisa abikwa engene esitaladeni ahlasela uZulu mahlayana kwalimala abanye njalo kwabotshwa abanye. Sixoxe lo kansila weHarare umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe yena othi akukazakala ukuthi bangaka babotshiweyo kumbe abalimeleyo kulesi sehlakalo.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi izolo kwabande ipolisi elatshaywayo ngabantu laba amajaha laba amakombi abasithe ngamawini then amapolisa nawayoregroupa kwasobuya labana be-black boot basitheka nabantu baphongukuswela sebephongukutshaya umuntu wonke nje kwayekhonapho noma otherwise engayisiyo yinti wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Manje bakhona yini ababotshiweyo?
Right, ukubotshwa ye bakhona abathethweyo kodwa ikuthi kukamba ukuthi abangathathwa lapha awusakwanisi ukuthi kube kwazi ukuthi bangaki.
Bakhona abalimeleyo?
Abalimeleyo, right, angisabonanga ngokwaxobo ukuthi ngibone ukuthi abalimeleyo bangaba bangaki but obvious bakhona ngoba uma bethaya phela nendukulo ziya induku zamapholisa lezi zivele ziyalimaza.
Kahle kahle kathi kuyini okwenzakalayo la?
Okwenzakeleyo yikuthi ukutshaya okwenziwa ipolisa lapha bagcina sebecabanga ukuthi abantu abasegridini yiba abanika i-opportunity yokuthi bagcine bengabantu abangenelayo umsindo oyabo siqalisile. Ungaba ngumsindo oqalise ngabantu bamakombi kodwa uzagcina ungayisibo wamakombi kuphela namapholisa ngoba omuntu laye otherwise oyabe esestridini ugcina laye sengenela ngoba akulandlela yokuhamba ngendaba yamavenda. Bagcina sebethatha njengakhono kokuthi otherwise amavenda anika i-opportunity yokuthi kutshaywe abantu amapholisa.
Sikhuluma nje kunjani khona lapho ezitaladeni eHarare?
Akathe sekuhambeka vela kusena noise kuthi sekule congestion kuphela yezimota.
Umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe ngukansila wedolobho leHarare obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olevoters roll solulungele ukuhlolwa nguZulu kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhla ka-29. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Esethula umbiko wakhe emhlanganweni lentathelo izindaba owenzelwe emaofisini eZEC eHarare, umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba uthi kumqoka ukuba uZulu ayehlola igama lakhe kule voters roll kulungisiswe okuyabe kuphambanisekile.
What happens when one has not inspected the voters roll and they find that their name is incorrectly spelled on voting day? The simple answer is that that person will not be able to vote.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo nxa umuntu engazange wayahlola leyo voters roll esethola ukuba igama lakhe lingalotshwanga ngendlela eyiyo ngosuku lokuvota? Impendulo ngithi akayi kuphatheka kukhetho lowo muntu. Usizi kuyikuthi akekho ozokuba khona ukumsiza ngosuku lokuvota. Kungakho ke sikhuthaza umuntu wonke owabhalisayo kulolu gwalo i-voters roll ukubana ayehlola ukuba yonke into imi kahle. Okuphanjanisiweyo kulungiswe.
Uyaqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kokuthi uZulu ayehlola ukuthi konke kulungile akubhalisayo kuhlelo lokubhalisela kusetshenziswa indlela yakulezi nsuku eye-BVR. Kwagcizelelwa ngomunye wama-commissioners awe-ZEC, unkosikazi Letitia Kazembe.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo abo akhona yini, professional voters roll izipele ngo anything that is amiss, ngoba ama-centers lawo yiwo phela they are the same as ama-polling stations. Nxa usubuyela and something does not match ID kumbe ibizo isipelling, you won't be able to vote.
Uqhubekethi le yindlela yokulungisisa lolu gwalo ezigabeni ukuba solulotshwa lusiba lugwalo lunye amaphutha wonke ahle alungisiswe.
Lawa amabizo we put them aside ukuthi siajutilete ukuthi singayenzani. Abanye bachiya amafoni, so sizabachayela amafoni ukuthi ibizo lakho, isithupha sakho, what are the numbers? Awusiniki ibizo lakho. Nxa sesibona ukuthi nguye sibili, sizanika sisikhansela amanye. Kula ma-monthly registrations amaningi. Uchairperson say uthe about 11,000 pela afanele ukuthi alungiswe. Ngoba abantu abanye babe register umbeni 4 times, 5 times. Abanye babe cabanga ukuthi they are being clever, so that they can, you know, rubbish us ukuthi ize kanje liyayibona amabizo ami mhlawumbe ngayivota ku 4 places. Hayi, sisikukhiphile lokho.
Abezeki bathi ukuhlolwa kwamagama ku-voters roll kuzokwenziwa kusukela ngehola lesikhombisa ekuseni ziyevalwa ngehola lesihlanu emini yantambama. Bathi kodwa uZulu lokhe eselalo ithuba lokuyabhalisa igama lakhe elizongeniswa ku-voters roll ezolungiswa ngemva kwalokhu kuhlolwa okuqala kusasa ngomgqibelo mhla ka-19 Nkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Yebo, 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 mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingaqhutshwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ababalisi batshengisele endaweni zelizwe ezitshiyeneyo namuhla besola uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukubengezelela iholo labo ngesilinganiso abasifunayo. UGibson Bebe usipha lolu daba.
Ababalisi batshengisele besendaweni ezehlukeneyo ngokugqoka impahla ezibomvu. Umkhankaso lo wenziwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Red Friday, Restore Teachers Legacy. Umkhokheli wenye inhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe elamalunga aphatheke kulokhu kutshengisela umnumzana Obed Masaraura uthi kuphumelele ngendlela abakade beyikhangelele.
Generally, we are pleased with the overwhelming response from the teachers countrywide. They did participate and they were sending in their photos.
Siyajabula ngendlela ilanga lethu le Red Friday elihambe ngayo. Ababalisi abaningi baphathekile kulokho kutshengisela, bethatha imfanekiso njalo bexoxisana ngenqubela phambili.
Igcizelela kulokhu omunye wababalisi bakobulawayo unkosazana Bridget Dliwayo uthe benelise ukubambana izwe lonke kulokho kutshengisela.
Ama-working conditions ethu and then the accommodation bonke akulanto rise.
Okhulume emele ababalisi bemathebeleleni South ku-Atuz umnumzana John Zinyoro othe lokhu bakwenze ngoba indlela abaphethwe ngayo lezikhalazo zabo aziqakathekile.
Sananzelela ukuthi ama-unions laphana sidetreka kwangasirepresente kahle and izinto esasizifuna thina azange ziphumelele njenge-100% salary increase then 100% rural allowance increase. So thina njengama-teacher sesibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi thina siziyenzele into zethu si-achieve khonoku esikufunayo singarelayi ngama-unions.
Omunye wababalisi unkosazana nobukhosi Mabhena uveze intokozo enkulu kakhulu ngendlela okutshengisela kwabo okwenziwe ngayo esithi uhulumende kumele ananzelele intuthuko elethwa ngababalisi elizweni ikakhulu empilweni zabantwana ababafundisayo.
Qethe izifundo zami ngo-2015 ngaqala ukufundisa. Yimpe ngiyithola ikhona but akula msebenzi elizweni. Despite ukuthi yithe sifundisa abazakuba ngodokotela bakusasa, siholisa imali encane. So kusithi ngabe i-government iyesi izikhalazo zethu iselilele umthwalo wethu ube lula.
Laloba ababalisi abaningi elizweni lonke bephatheke kulokhu kutshengisela ngokugqoka ezibomvu. Abamalunga enye inhlanganiso yababalisi ezimtwa babikwa bengazange baphatheke ngoba wona esuthiseka ngesilinganiso sokulishumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% abasengezelelwe ikolo ngurhulumende. Ngimele isithuthu 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bhebhe.
Livestock lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokuhlola amagama abantu abazavota kugwalo lwe voters roll. Lolu hlelo luqala kusasa luyephela mhla ka 29. Jumelani i text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Akere Muna obe ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele kwele Cameroon, iTransparency International, uthi uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakulelo lizwe. Umuna uncintisana lo mongameli Paul Biya osele minyaka engamashumi edlula amathathu evusa kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomfumfu lonyaka. Ilanga ebelimelelwe ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele elomtshato wesikhosini kwele Bilithane selifikile. Inkosana uHarry utshata lentombi yakhe uMeghan Markle kusasa edolobheni leWindsor eliphandle nje kwesigodlo iLondon. Ubaba kaMeghan umnumzana Thomas Markle ubikwa engasoze abe khona emtshatweni lo ngoba engezwa kuhle. Abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba bathi kumele uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abahloniphe labo ngoba belamalungelo amunyethwe isisekelo sombuso. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Loku kuphume ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga le-International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia i-IDAHOT kobulawayo ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Alliances for Solidarity. Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba behlangene lamanye amaqembu afana labaphila lobulili obufanayo bethi bayajabula kakhulu lonyaka ngoba obengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe ubengabahloniphi amalungelo abo. Ngakho ke kuhle ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyazazi izikhalazo zabo njalo sebelinde ukuba agcwalise izethembiso zakhe zokuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu labo abahloniphe. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso eSexual Rights Center uNkosikazi Musa Sibindi uthi sebekhathele ngokuhlukunyezwa lokukhangelelwa phansi.
Namhla besi celebrate International Day Against Homophobia and any form of stigma and discrimination against the LGBT community. Ngamafitshane sithi sesikhathele, sesidiniwe ngokuhlukumezwa, lokukhangelelwa phansi, lokubizwa amabizo angathuthukisiyo, amabizo asikhipha ubuntu bethu. Sicela uthando, sicela ukuthi lasibe ingxenye ye-community.
Okubhizimusi lokuthengisa umzimba, uNkosazana Sibonye Inkosi Moyo uthi bayalijabulela ilanga le-IDAHOT bengabotshwanga.
Busters sayo namhla ukuthi siyenze i-IDAHOT simelele ama-rights ama-sex workers, lama-rights ama-LGBTI. Konke sikuthabele konke lokuthi sesikwanisile ukuthi siye kuphutha kungani, singadisturbekanga, singabotshwanga, singabonanga bomthetho sebezongena lapha esikhona.
Umfundisi Busani Ngulube webandla lenkonzo e-Anglican uthi uhulumende kumele abe lelihlo kibo abumbe imithetho egoqela labo.
Sikhangela uhulumende omutsha obuyayo ukuba bengananzelela ukuba abantu bona laba eyibo esibahlanganela namhlanje labo balamalungelo abo lakanye sibafisela ukuthi benga-integrate into ama-policies abo, ama-fundamental human rights to uplift these minority communities.
Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuthi babhekane lenkinga eziningi emsebenzini wabo. Abanye bayabulawa, bayabotshwa, bayadlwengula njalo babizwa ngamabizo abangawathandiyo. Ngakho bathi bakhangelele ukuba uhulumende abumbe imithetho ezadala ukuba labo bahlonitshwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu elihamba phambili kungalane yemiklomelo elengezi Platinum lilakho ukwengezelela inani lemiklomelo elikhokhela ngayo kuPremier Soccer League njengoba amaqembu ancintisana lalo phezulu ebhekane lemidlalo enzima kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum lizemukela eLebulawayo City lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumila ntathu engalaneni yemiklomelo. Njalo intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwari Rauti leli qembu lingahle livule isikhala esikhulu phezu kwengalane ngemva kwemidlalo yamaviki alishumila mbili njengoba lawa ancintisana lalo ebhekane le midlalo enzima kulempela viki.
Sikhangelele ukuthi iqembu elengezi Platinum lidlala kuhle, likhanya lokho lidonsa lisiya phambili, kodwa singakhangela njalo kuzabe kulo mdlalo ochazayo phakathi kwe-Highlanders le-Capes United. Zonezi ukudlala kwazo kuzayenza ukuthi benike inkezi Platinum i-pressure phezulu, kanti yona le-Dynamos lidlala le-FC Platinum la wona la alandelana phezulu kokuthi wona la amaqembu ukudla imidlalo nale impumelelo emidlalweni nale kuzayenza kuhle kukhanya ukuthi esingathi bafuna ukuthatha inkezi ngabaphi.
Umdlalo weqembu le-Highlanders le-Capes United uzakuba senkundleni e-Papa Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le-Dynamos lizadlala le-FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Umdlalo weqembu leLenders leCape United uzakuba senkundleni eBarber Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu leDynamo sizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Kweminye imidlalo elakho ukuchaza abalandeli bomdlalo wenguquko impela viki iqembu leChicken Inn lizemukela eHarare City ngaseLuveve kusasa ngomgqibelo. Kuthi ngensonto amaqembu asenkabazwe yadonsa nzima lonyaka athi eleShapane Mine leChapungu azadibana enkundleni eMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu imidlalo yesigaba seSouthern Region Division 1 Soccer League ingena kuviki yesikhombisa kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lezetherapy Bulawayo lizadlala lelemakomo ngaseRailton, iqembu lemotomoto lizadlala lezim Leopards ngaseWange, ele NRZ Leopards lizadlala lelewange ngaseDete, iqembu leTalent Vision lizadibana leToronto eGifford ngehola lechumi lambili. Kusasa iqembu lezeBC Wange lizadlala leKhazimini ngaseWange ngehola lechumi milambili emini. Kuthi iqembu leMost Rovers lizanqinana lele Indlovu yanyathela ngaseChinotimba. Ikanti ngesonto kule midlalo emibili lapho iqembu leCholocho lizadlala khona lele CU enkundleni eluveve ngehola lechumi lambili emini. Kuthi eleBhozo 90 lizadlala lele Mainline ngehola lechumi lambili njalo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje si lomfanyana uDonnell Mangena oyenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uEzra Chisaspanda.
Everybody gets high sometimes, no. What else can we do when we're feeling low? Take a deep breath and let it go.
UDonnell Mangena uleminyaka elithumi lasithupha yokuzalwa. Unyakaze waqumba-qumba izigidi lezigidi zabantu umabona kude. Lapho bencintisa khona wayeqede ngwesibili kuhlelo lwe-ITV iVoice UK. Abantu baseBhilitane bamamukele ngokuthokoza kukhulu okwenza lokuthi uNkosana Harry otshadwa kusasa noMeghan Markle amnquze ukuthi azoculela ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa indlovukazi Elizabeth emcimbini wothozela iminyaka engamathumi ayisithiyagalombili lambili 92 years owenzelwa eLondon kunyanga edlulileyo. Umfana lo ingoma zakhe zingene kwezwakala kuleli njalo uthi kabuyele emuva kwezomculo ikakhulu ingoma ethi lumuntu sikhathazile. Shaya isicathulo njengesicathulo umfana kaMangena.
My name is Donnell Mangena. I am from UK and I'm 16 years old.
Ibizolami ngingu Donnell Mangena. Ngivela kwele UK ngileminyaka engu 16. Emalangeni adlulileyo ngike ngamenywa inkosana uHarry ukuzoculela indlovukazi. Njalo bangicela ukuthi ngiculele ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Bengikumncintiswano njalo wabaculi owe The Voice UK. Bekulithuba elihle kakhulu njalo impilo yami isitshintshile. Owakathesi ngisebenza katalala ukuthi ngenze umculo omnandi ozakhwabithwa ngumphakathi.
Umhlabeleli odumileyo kakhulu waseMelika uWill.i.am nguye wayincedisa uDonnell njalo engumqondisi wakhe kumncintiswano weVoice UK. Ingoma zakhe zonke uhlanganisa ulimi lesiNdebele nesikhiwa. Uthi kwamjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abamhlophe abangezwa isiNdebele bamamukele ukucula kwakhe. Njalo iningi labalandeli bakhe lithi lifuna ukufunda ngamasiko esiNdebele. Iningi alikwazi ukuthi uDonnell wazalelwa eNgland ngoba esazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele.
So I was born in Manchester, England, and I then went and lived in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo,
ngazalelwa eManchester kweleNgilandi ngase ngisiyahlala eZimbabwe kobulawayo okweminyakana ethile yikho lapho engafunda khona ulimi lwakithi olwesiNdebele ngakho yikho ngithanda ukulisebenzisa emculweni wami ngoba ngizwa ngilokuthokoza kakhulu lokuziqhenya ngesizwe sakithi njalo yindlela ejabulisayo yokujabula labantu abakhuluma lolu limi umhlaba wonke jikelele. Honey got a body like pow, pow, pow. Honey, she a hottie like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Ugogo kaDonel uMamkhulu odume kakhulu kule Britain ebonakala kumabona kude ezichila kamnandi jaiva esaziwa ngokuthi the dancing granny. Wagcwala kumaphephandaba wonke wakhulunywa iBritain yonke ngobuciko bakhe bokumeleza. Ulandisa ngumntana nomntanakhe
uDonel umzukulu wami namthatha emncinyane ele 3 months e-UK ngamwondla lapha uthe seleminyaka eyisithupha abazali bakhe basebemthatha ngamfundisa lesiNdebele yikho ekwazi ukucula ngesiNdebele.
Uyise kaDonel laye ungumhlabeleli olodumo uyagcizelela ngokukhuliswa komfana wakhe.
UDonel njengezibulo lami ngabona kufanele ukuthi ngimfundise isiNdebele. Ngakho samusa ukuthi ayehlala lomama ugogo wakhe ekhaya wafunda isiNdebele and uthe sephendukile lapha yikho sabona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlale esazi isiNdebele even noma ecula acule ngolimi lethu lasekhaya.
UDonel Mangena uyafunda njalo uthi kangelanga isikolo uthi ukuthi bakwakhe akumphambanisi ezifundweni zakhe uzolo wonke umthandile lomfana inxa yokubekeka nokuhlonipha kwakhe uhlezi engumomothekayo okwamanje usestudio lo Willa M bapheka indlela lakhe lakuqala eligalelwe ukuphuma ekupheleni komnyaka ikusasa kaDonel ikhanya inhloko amagama igama lakhe selikhulile kakhulu njalo impilo yakhe isitshintshile kuze kube naphakade. Umfana ophakamise i-Africa waphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe wabuya waphakamisa ulimi lesiNdebele ngakwenze kwele Britain besikuhlelo wazaha waza Friday bakwethu silo sakhulayo uDonel Mangena ngithi ahoy Mangena ahoy ngingu Ezra Chista Sibanda. Bela veki enhle kini lonke.
Siyabonga Saheli Dala Ezra Chisa Spanda ube hamba lo mfanyana wakomangena lapho uDonel kuhlelo Woza Friday. Besigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namhlanje ngemva kokuba baphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi abantu kumele bahlole amagama abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll kuhlelo oluqala kusasa lusiyaphela mhla ka-29. Kwanele okwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo kodwa lingayikatshanel uyalandela uhlelo lwe-live talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo matukanduna bafuphatile.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.